Joe Haberman says she remembers seeing the smoke from Duluth.
What I remember is the terrifying sight of fires that seemed to be out of control, of an enormous black plume of smoke.
Andrew Latender was working on his home in Superior when the explosion occurred.
We were all told that the incident was wrapped up. They got pretty much everything under control. Then we ran to Home Depot, had to get some stuff, and on our way back, as we're coming down the hill, we saw the cloud.
UWS student Isaiah Lundholm says he was worried about people.
I just hoped like everyone got out, no one like got hurt.
36 workers were injured. The oil refinery is undergoing repairs and plans to resume partial operations in late 2020. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.